news through generation. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need. Oh, rock, oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness, on your faithfulness. I'm calling on the God of glory, whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know that you are the the God of David, who made a shepherd more courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giant. Oh God, my God, oh. Oh, same now.
You are the same God.
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 You are the same God. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are the same God. No. Standing on your faithfulness, yes, you are the same God, yes, you are. You are the same God. Ooh. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh, my God, I need you now. How I need you now.
Oh, rock, oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness,
oh, faithfulness.
On your faithfulness.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, worship him. Come on, give him praise this morning. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, think about one of the most needed things in the world is love. What the world needs now is love. My wife was away this weekend, about 16 of our women. Come on, give it up for the ladies who went to gather. Amen. And so I was waiting for that moment, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Well, you're probably back in the hotel room by now. Send your little emoji like a, hey, I love you. Okay? Love you too. Don't you love it when somebody says, I love you? That's the greatest need of all humanity is to know love. And here we go, the greatest example of love. Look at that cross. For God so loved the world. I like to read it in other translations sometimes. I'm going to the Message this morning. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his son, his one and only son. And this is why. So that no one would be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. God came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, not guilty. You're not guilty. Have you ever done, listen, I'm speaking from experience here. How many of y'all have ever gotten a traffic citation, like a bad one? I'm not talking about like 55 and a 45. I'm talking about you were in a hurry that day. Come on. Amen. And you, somebody say, I knew I was guilty. Okay. But have you ever called Tom Jones in Murfreesboro? Come on. Come on. Hey, Tom, I got his cell phone number, man. He's done me some favors over the years. Hey, Tom, what is it, Pastor? Hey, look, I was in Raleigh this week. I was on my way home. What is it? Well, like 79 and a 55. So how much is it? 250, okay? But you know what he was saying? You're not guilty. But all the while, I knew I was guilty, okay? How many of you know that you know you're guilty of sin? But you know what? When he looks at you and he sees the blood of Jesus, you know what he says? You're not guilty. Okay? Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hey. I know over half of y'all know Tom Jones. I know that. Okay? God didn't go to all the trouble of sending his son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under a death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in the one-of-a-kind Son of God when introduced to him. This is the crisis we're in. The God light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran toward the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and illusion, hates God light and won't come near it, fearing a painful exposure. But anyone working and living in truth and reality welcomes the God light so the work can be seen for the God work that it is. Come on. Give the Lord praise for your relationship with Him. Come on. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for relationship with Jesus, that He brought us into right standing with God through the finished work on the cross. Lord, I pray that today, as we stand in this holy place, we call it a Sunday fun day. But Lord, it's a serious day. It's a time that we look into our own heart. I pray that if there's anyone standing in this room that is not ready to meet You eternally, that today would be the day of salvation for them. They would come home to the peace and the comfort and the joy and the love of a God who created them. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is able. You can be seated in His presence. Good morning, Carpenter Shop. Amen. Good morning. So glad to see you all. Thank you for our online audience who faithfully watches us every week. We thank you for joining us and for the opportunities that we have. 182 nations of the earth check us out and watch us on a regular basis. And I got good news this week. The owner of the station who's responsible for that lives in Pakistan. And he contacted me this week and said, "Hey, I'm going to be in the States. Can I stop by your church?" So he's coming. Pastor John Javed is coming, and he's going to be here on a Tuesday night, late October. We'll let you know about it. But what an amazing task to be right smack dab in the middle of the Middle East and present the gospel to the nations of the earth. So I look forward to having him here, and we'll keep you apprised of when that happens. Nevertheless, today's today, and it's Sunday fun day. We're glad you're here. There are food trucks here, and you don't have to do anything but just go out of the building, walk up to one, and get your lunch, and sweet treats and frozen treats and what do they call those things? Inflatables. Amen. Come on, I'm an inflatable. Look at that. Amen. Inflatable. Inflatables and fun for the kids. Games back over here in the back. There's a wiffle ball place back there that's been established. And just a lot of fun today. We just want you to relax and have a good time. Get to know some new people. Amen. Get to know some new people. So glad you're here today. And now's the time that we worship the Lord with our giving. The buckets are on the altar here. So if you would just make your way toward the front. Our youth are coming to sing while you're giving this morning. Come on, give it up for the CSIC youth. Amen. They're going to come and sing today. And while you're giving, if you're giving online, you can do so on the website. You can use the church app. And if you don't have the church app, it's you just text CSIC app to 77977. CSIC app to 77977. And you can give online electronically, and or you can bring your offerings to the bucket. Thank you for your generosity, your giving to the work of the kingdom, enabling us to do special things. Amen. Touching the nations of the earth with the gospel and having a nice facility here. Amen. Let's pray over the offering, and then our kids are going to sing. Lord, thank You that You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. And Lord, because You're our provider, we don't lack anything. We have more than enough. You're El Shaddai. And so, God, I thank You for provision. I thank You for jobs. I thank You for positive investments that return on our money. I thank You, God, for the wisdom to make decisions, to do the right thing. Thank You for tithers. Thank You for those who, without hesitation, give 10% of all of their earnings, trusting You according to the Scriptures. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give it up for our youth, would you?
Wasn't holding You up, So there's nothing I could do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the winds upon me. You would cross an ocean. Just
much more does he love you.
My rock,
you are enough.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Jireh, more than enough. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. So glad you're able to be with us today. We have a special guest today who's been with us back, I guess it was about 2018. And if you're a guest today, please avail yourself to the Welcome Center at the close of the service. We have a gift for you. We'd like to have a record of your visit. Would you join me in welcoming back to Carpenter Shop International Church, Brian and Carla Drake? Come on, give it up for them, would you?
All right. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? We doing okay? All right. So, here's the deal. Let me start off by saying what's going to happen this morning is a little bit different than typical. So my name is Brian Drake. Carl and I are from Mobile, Alabama, but we travel all across the world, across the country, doing these crazy tricks and illusions that you're going to see this morning. Now, here's the deal. Everything you see this morning is fake. It's not real. Like, you can learn how to do what I'm doing given time and practice and, like, lack of social skills. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's possible, right? But there's a cost associated with it. So I need to borrow somebody right now. Don't move a muscle. It's good. Good crop. Let's see what we got here. Don't move. You. What's your name? You. What's your name? Yeah. Mara. That's my middle name. How cool is that? Mara. It's not really. That would have been awesome, though, Mara. Mara, how's your eyesight?
Eyesight?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Good. Give her a big hand. Come with me, Mara, right now, right here. Just come on. All right. Now, Mara, I should have warned you. This job I've got for you is actually pretty disgusting, but I figured I would tell you that when you got up here, not before, because you wouldn't come with me. So stand right here. So look, right here I've got an ordinary handheld banana. Yes? This one's got a little bit of a haircut, though. You know what those are? Needles, right? You have a fear of needles? Good. Hold out your tongue for me. I'm kidding. We're not allowed to do that anymore. Now look, here's your job. Very super simple. Do me a favor. Stand this way a little bit. Just like that. Two hands. Super dramatic. Amazing. Now, let's cover the legalities of this, especially for folks like you. I don't trust you at this moment, okay? Look, here's what, you'll see why. Do not try what you're about to see at home, at your friend's house, at your aunt's house, where you go and get away with more stuff. Do not try this ever, 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 ever legally. That covers us, okay? Ever. Never, ever. Super tense. Uh-huh. don't know if that's how fast they're swallowing or not, but it looks super dramatic, right? You were like, he's in such control of his body. Now, here's why I asked her up here, and I apologize. Coffee and everything, but here we go. Nothing. You don't see anything? Nothing there? Okay. Just making sure. Now, look. Those things are a little bit fibrous or fibrous, as they say, my friends across the pond. Here's the deal. Got some mint waxed dental floss. Spared no expense this morning. Levitating. Thank you. No. See if we could do the dancey stuff? No. I did nail that though. You heard that, right? That was cool. Mm-hmm. I thought so. That mint wax burns the entire way down. It's like acid on the esophagus. What was your name again, Mara? Nothing? For sure? Really and truly? Okay. This next up, Mara, is super important. Super important. What I need you to do... Hold out your hands. Hold out your hands. Oh, I'm kidding. Necklace for Mara. Awesome job. No, you don't see it. You can have a seat. Thank you so much, Mara. Woo. So we are going to have a great time this morning, but we're also going to talk about some really important stuff. The show is called Dual Reality this morning for three reasons. I'm aware of the irony of that right now. But everything, again, is fake. It's not real. Using sleight of hand, psychology, technology, or misdirection, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff to deceive your eyes, minds, or not really deceive, but to trick and show you that sometimes we're not even aware of the things that are going on around us in the reality that we live in. So, for instance, I need to borrow somebody. Don't move a muscle. Don't move a muscle. Don't even breathe. Don't breathe. Legally, I have to tell you to breathe. That's not, I can't do that. What's your name, dude? Keaton? Like Michael? Like Batman? Keaton, come with me. Give Keaton a huge round of applause right now. Keaton. Good hustle. Okay, I'm just kidding. Come here, stand right here. Good to see you, man. What's up? Do you like math?
Not really.
Not really? Tough. Look, stand right here. I'm joking. You don't have to do any math. We've got a calculator to do that for you. Used to, your teacher would be like, you're not going to have a calculator with you at all times. Lies. So, here's what's up. Two-digit number. No, number between 1 and 10. Go. See what I'm doing here? I'm holding up five fingers, hoping he would say five, so I tell him not to pick five. Did not work. That's how suggestion doesn't work. So, 9 times. Are you right-handed or left-handed? You're right-handed. Hold out your right hand for me. Very stiff, very still. Do not mess this up or the entire morning is ruined. Perfect. Okay. All right. You got a blue shirt. I think it says whatever on the top of your shirt. Give me a number between 10 and 100. What's that, 15? 50. Now make it something besides a 0 or 5. So give me 51, 52, 53. What do you want to do? 52? I like it. That's my favorite number. It's not really, but that's how you build rapport. Look at that. That's 52 times. Let's go one more. Sir, the yellow tie. Can you give me a number between 10 and 100 as well? 92. I like it. High achiever. There's not a lot to go from there. It's good. 97 times. Okay, you think of any three-digit number. So anything above 100, below 1,000. You got one? Don't tell me what it is. Don't tell them what it is, okay? Punch that number in right there. Perfect. Hold this for me. Can I borrow that microphone from you? That one right there? I'll steal it from you. It was in her purse. They're trying to run home with the microphone. What's going on here? I'm just kidding. It's the pastor. He can do that. Say hello for me. No, don't be lazy. You hold it with your left hand. Yeah. There you go. Say hello. Hold it up
high. Hi.
Hi, everybody. He's laconic. Clint Eastwood here. Okay, you're going to read off that total one digit at a time. I'm going to spray paint that total up here on this sheet. We're going to make sure that you're on the up and up like that, okay? So starting with, what is that, a one?
One.
Gotta get it shook up. I almost shot myself in the face, but that would have been awful. One.
Zero.
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 One.
One. Boy, that's
four.
Boring. What?
Four.
1 0 0 1 4. Okay.
1 9.
1 9? That's how they do it in France. Did you know that? I don't know if you know that or not, but it looks fancier that way, doesn't it? 1 9. Okay. Well, thanks for no selling that joke. That's a pretty good joke, and I appreciate you not selling it at all. So, 1001419. That may come into play later on, depending on how well you did. My man, good job. High five. Awesome. You can have a seat. Give Keaton a huge round of applause right now. Just for a minute. Now, so what we do is called mentalism. It's illusions that get inside of your head, and I need to borrow a couple more people as we kind of unpack the story of what dual reality is about this morning. There are three reasons. The first one, much like any trick in cards or coins, everything that we do has a name for each move that we do. For instance, you might do a double lift, you might do a French drop or something like that. So we're going to do something with dual reality right now. Here's what I need. Oh, it just got so silent and quiet. What's your name? What?
Michael,
that's my middle name. How cool was that? Michael, stand up for me. Okay, and then I need, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Kayla.
Kayla? That's my middle name, Kayla. I like that you pronounced it for me like I said it wrong, Kayla. No, it's Kayla. Oh, my bad, I'm sorry, Kayla. My bad, Kayla, Michael, come with me. Give them a huge round of applause right now. Oh, watch those steps jump out at you. All right, Kayla, over here. Michael, come stand right over here for me, all right? Kayla, stand over there. How's it going? Doing all right? Good. Stay right there. Don't move a muscle. I don't want you falling off the stage. I've done that before. It's not pretty. Kayla, Michael, Kayla, you guys know each other? You're not friends or anything like that, are you? I got really awkward. I didn't mean for you to be like, I don't like him at all. It's pretty good, though. I appreciate it. So here's what's up. We're going to create a moment right now, it's where you might be. Well, here's what's up. You're about to think of an image right now, very large, okay? We're going to take that image, we're going to pull it from your head through the air like this, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, into your head like this. Whoosh. I know, right? Whoosh, whoosh. I know, right? That's pretty good. Michael, do you like to draw?
Yeah.
You do? Good. I just need you to draw something for me in a little bit, okay? Because she's going to think of an image. You're going to draw the image that you see. And if this works, some people across the world, across the country, have known this as chemistry or, like, best friend sauce, okay? You can be best friends for life. Or worst enemies. I don't know what's about to happen right here. This might be like a Superman Lex Luthor sort of situation going to happen, okay? I don't know. So if this turns out wrong, we'll blame her, okay? Look, stand right here. Face this direction. When I snap my fingers, I want you to drop your head and close your eyes like this. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. I do want to snap. It looks way cooler. Ready? Watch. 1, 2, 3. Amazing! Look at that, right? I'm telling you. Stay like that. I'll come back to you, Michael. Over here, you've got a deck of cards. I'm just messing with you. You've got a deck of cards. Over here, these are things that you could draw. You could imagine yourself drawing, okay? So you've got things like a dog or a guitar. There's one for reference over there. Do you like to draw? Good. Okay, but you're not actually going to physically draw it. You're going to imagine what it would be like if you were to walk over and take a pen and then have an infinite canvas to draw this image, okay? So here's what I want you to do. Come stand right here. I want you to deal these cards face down one at a time just like this until he tells you to stop, okay? So you're going to deal them face down. And don't tip them up where the audience could see. That's clearly a fishbowl. Or maybe deal them face down like this so you can see that's a heart. Maybe appropriate. We don't know. Hold on. One at a time, face down, until he tells you to stop. Make sure they can't see him, you can't see him, I can't see him, and he's doing a good job. You start there, okay? Michael, at any point, no, stay where you are. At any point now, I want you to reach down within yourself from the bottom of your feet to the top of your awesome hair. I'm a connoisseur of cool hair. And I want you to just yell out the word stop and throw your hand forward in the best crossing guard impression you can muster. You can just say stop at some point, it's fine. That's great. You wouldn't jaywalk if he said that. Perfect. Okay. Now, here's, did you stop here or here? It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I'm just asking, did you stop on this one or this one? It doesn't matter whichever one of those two you want. I'm going to turn around. When I do, I want you to pick up the card. Make sure you hold your hand behind it so they can't read through it because of that backlighting right there. Look at that word, memorize it, and hold that card against your stomach face down. Okay, do that right now. I'm just going to awkwardly stare over here. It's a shirt that says whatever again. I feel like I'm being accosted by that. Whatever. Just joking. You done? This is getting awkward. Okay, perfect. You're doing a great job. Same thing when I snap. Ready? Oh, you have the whole stack here. Put it right here. Just take the top card, whichever one you want. No, that's okay. You have one now? Don't let me see it, though. All right? Sure. Okay. Same thing on three. Ready? One, two, three. No. So you remember a minute ago? Look, there was a moment Michael and I shared a minute ago. It was pretty cool. He was really great about it. So I snapped. He does this number right here. He goes, remember that? So we're going to try that again, okay? You got it. Ready? One, two, three. So you remember a minute ago, there was this moment where I snapped. Michael dropped his head and closed his eyes. So when I snap, no, don't do it yet. No, no, no. It's lost all its impact now. Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Oh, my goodness. How is it possible? The amazing abilities appearing before you on stage this morning. You're doing a great job, Kayla. Okay, Michael, you can open your eyes, but don't say anything out loud because we do not want her to hear this. Michael, open your eyes. Got it? Take the marker. I want you to draw very large on here. Now, look, Michael, the point is very large. We got some people. Raise your hands if you're up in the balcony back there. All right, my Baptists are up in the balcony. Good to see you all this morning, okay? So I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I want them to be able to see this, okay? So when we turn this card around, don't say it out loud, but make sure that it's big enough that they can see it. That's adorable. I'm not going to lie. That looks really good. You're doing a great job, Kayla. That looks good. You got details and everything. Now, look, I'm going to turn this around. Don't let them, just don't say what it is, Jessica. Awesome, right? That's true artistic talent right there. Now, look, come here, Cupid. Stand right here. You're doing a great job. Hold that for me. Okay. Now, keep your eyes closed. Take your right hand. Hold this microphone. Say hello into the microphone.
Hey.
Hey. I know, right? I don't know what you're doing there. Take a step back. No, twist. Face the audience. No, other way. Take a step back. Take a step back. Behind you. To the right now. Two hops. Forget it. Look, just come here. No, stand right here. Stand right here, Michael. Now look, on three, I want you to say this card. How old are you?
Turning 12 next Sunday.
Turning 12. How old are you?
10.
Okay, you know what I'm just saying? 10 and 12, a little bit weird, but you know what's not? 22 and 20. So if this works, I know, right? Okay, so here we go. If these two match forever. It's not my fault, okay? I don't make the rules, Michael! I'm just joking. I do make the rules. You're doing great. I didn't mean to scare you there. I apologize. You're doing a great job, okay? Here we go. Ready? On three. Did you say yes, I know? Because that's awesome if you said yes, I know. Here we go. One, two, one more thing. If this does work, do not leave Sunday Fun Day. Not her phone number. Two, three. Say the card out loud. Turn it around and say the word.
Oh, flower?
Turn it around. That's what I'm talking about! The first of many flowers from Michael to his potential new fiance. Here we go, check this out. There we go, give it up for these two right here. Awesome job, Michael, and awesome job, Kayla. Y'all can have a seat. Give it up for him real big. Perfect. Awesome. See, didn't even know what you were in for this morning. So the second reason why we show the call the show Dual Reality is because there are moments that don't make sense just yet, and they'll appear to make sense later. But the natural question I always get is people say, Brian, how did y'all get started doing these tricks and illusions and all that stuff? Did you like go to college for this? And truth be told, I actually failed accounting in college doing these tricks and illusions. That is not a joke, but it is. I do not recommend the path doing that. You know what? I don't do the books anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I would go around my college campus and I would show people card tricks. Now, there's a problem in a room this size where even though we've got a lot of people and it's not that deep to the back wall, if I were to go over here and show somebody a card trick. Sir, what's your name? Gary or Garrett? Garrick. Okay, would you stand up for me? Garrett, all I'm going to ask you to do is, would you shuffle these cards up and mix them around? Now, look, when you're done, I want you just to put your hands on them like a sandwich. I'm going to get you and four other victim spectators to come help us out. Sorry. What did I say? To come help me out with this. Would you help me out with this, pal? Let's see. What's your name? You, this one right here. What's your name? What's that? Aubrey, stand up for me. One, two. Did we lose somebody? Where'd you go? I was going to say, I lost you. We really are having victims over here. Okay. What's your name, sir? Abdul, would you stand up for me? And then also, let's go one more. Let's go right here. You, you'll work. Come with me. Give them a huge round of applause as they make their way up to the stage right here, including you, Garrick. Come this way, Garrick. One, two, three, four. And Aubrey, yeah, come over here. You four, come stand over here. And Garrick, come join me over here to the left. Now, the natural thing that we're going to do is you're going to need to know two pieces of information right now, and I'll give that to you in just a moment. But would you stand here to my right, Garrick? Would you verify that all the cards are different, first of all? They're not the same card, just over and over. Perfect. And the second thing I want to ask all of you is that nobody asked you to do this ahead of time, right? We did not set this up, correct? We didn't set this up. Nobody asked you to do this. Nobody asked you to do this. You seem trustworthy. Okay, that's good. All right. Garrick, put those in my hand face up. So what we're doing is creating a 52-number factorial now. We're going to use five of them. So there's 300,000 different combinations this could be. Ask a math person. They'll tell you. Hold this in your right hand. Hold it up high. Hold your left hand right here. Very patriotic. Look at that. All right. So anyway, here's what's going to happen. In just a moment, you're all going to walk over. You're going to take the top card off the deck. You're going to look at that card and memorize it. And then you're going to hold that card against your chest. Couple pieces of information you need to know. Number one, the numbers and letters of the card. So aces are A's. Numerically, they're 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Jack, queen, king. Everybody good with that? Then you need to know the suits. So hearts look like hearts. Diamonds look like diamonds. Clubs or spades look like upside down black hearts, and clubs look like a puppy dog had a sawmill accident. I know it's tragic. So what I'd like for you to do now is verify that all your cards are out of there. We're not changing the order up or anything like that. Is that all the cards up? Sorry. Is that all the cards? Perfect. Is this face up?
Yep.
Okay. Take the top card off the deck, Garrick. Look at it. Memorize it. Hold it against your chest and stand right there for me. Aubrey, is that right? Aubrey. Is that what you said? Aubrey. Take the top card off the deck. Look at it, memorize it, hold it against your chest, and stand here next to Garrick. He seems like a nice chap. Abdul, is that what you said? Come here, Abdul, take the top card off the deck. Look at it, memorize it. Stand next to Aubrey. Trying to go from tallest to shortest. What'd you say? Logan? Okay, come here, Wolverine. Stand here, take the top card off the deck. Look at it, memorize it. Stand next to Abdul. Hand completely covered. And then Tommy Jackson. I nailed it, first try. Look at it, memorize it, and then stand there next to Logan, okay? I'm going to take this back behind you for just a moment so you have a little bit more room. Now, what I want you to do is hold your other hand out in front of you like a pterodactyl, like this. Perfect, you're doing a great job. Excellent job. It doesn't matter. Whichever, it's Aubrey, it's up to you. It's your choice, okay? Now, in just a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers. This is completely new instructions. When I snap my fingers, I want you to drop your head and close your eyes just like this. Some of you are like, that is not completely new instructions. Here we go, ready? One, two, three. Let's do this. Hold that for me. Happy with that? This is on you if this goes wrong, okay? Just so you know. Hold that for me. Hold that for me, Abdul. Perfect. Making sure. Ah, I knew it! You rascal. That's just for me, okay? Let me have that moment. I feel a little Copperfield-y, you know what I'm saying? Hold your hand up, Logan. Turn it around. There you go. I should have given you instructions ahead of time. That's repetitive, but I'm happy with it. As long as you are, Tommy. Keep your eyes closed. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to say some cards out loud. If you hear me say the card you looked at, the one you're holding against your chest, let go of the piece of paper in your hand. You can check it again if you need to, Abdul. It's fine. I appreciate that. Here we go. Nine of clubs, ace of diamonds, eight of hearts, two of diamonds, and two of clubs. Boom, 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 boom. That's all five. That's what I'm talking about. But just to make sure that there's no shenanigans, there's the two of clubs. There's the two of diamonds. There's the eight of hearts. It's your card. There's the ace of diamonds, and I hope, beyond hope, there it is, the nine of clubs. Give them a huge round of applause. Awesome job. Y'all can have a seat. Thank you so much. Great job, guys. Y'all can have a seat. Oh, yeah, Jackson, we'll do that. I'll tell you what, we'll hang them up here. You can have them afterwards. You can come by and get a picture. It'll be like Splash Mountain, okay? Sounds good. So, what we do, though, is called, it's illusions, it's sleight of hand, it's misdirection. It's all fake, right? Every bit of it's fake. But here's what's crazy about it. The reason why we do these tricks and illusions is because of the word truth. Now, if you think about it, illusions and truth, they're two opposite things. They're diametrically opposed. I'm either tricking your eyes, your mind, your sight, or your senses, or using sleight of hand, misdirection, psychology, right? So the reason we do that is because when I was 15 years old, I encountered truth, capital T truth, and it changed my life completely, totally from the inside out. And ever since then, I realized that the culture we live in is obsessed with lies, is obsessed with deception. We would rather be lied to if it makes us feel better in the moment than to hear the truth. Think about how we use social media. We'll scroll through until we see something we know is not good for us, but it makes us feel good in the moment. We're like, oh, I like that. Or we'll see something that convicts us and makes us feel like, ah, I really shouldn't be doing this thing in my life. We'll be like, block that. You know what I'm saying? And we do this. It's not a new thing, right? It's been going on since the garden, right? Did God really say, is what the serpent said, right? But this is not a new thing. Paul warned Timothy about it. Around the turn of the 1800s and 1900s here in the States and over in England, illusionists like me would con people out of their money using some serious technology of the time. So in keeping with tradition, let me con somebody right now. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I need to borrow somebody right. You, what's your name? In the blue. What's your name? Shelby. That's my middle name. Cool. How's your handwriting, Shelby? Not good? Good. Mine either. That's perfect, Shelby. Come let me give Shelby a big round of applause right now. All right, Shelby, come stand right there for me. Shelby, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of somebody you know that I don't know who means a lot to you, okay? And I want you to make sure that the person you're thinking of, the only rule is, if you're thinking of a family member or a friend, don't think of like the word mom, dad, or something like that, but think of someone's actual first name. Have you got the first name of someone you know? Perfect. We have not talked about this ahead of time, correct? I want you to think about that person. Now, I want you to print that name very neatly right here on this card and fold it back up. Now, what would happen is, around Houdini's era, people would say, listen, if you pay me enough money, and something strange happens, Shelby, how much money did you bring up here to the stage? Sit down, we need somebody else. I'm just joking, I'm just joking. Did you fold that back up? Perfect. So they would say, listen, if you pay me enough money, well, you've got good luck. Now, it was a total con. It was a total scam. The next part is they would take the name and put it in what's called the name box. It is a box that holds, guess what? Nailed it! Awesome job. So, your job is very simple. Do not let anything happen to the name in the name box. If it does, the entire day is ruined, and everyone, including Michael, will hate you, okay? Just kidding. He's a rascal, okay? Look, take this. Come stand over here. We're going to switch places. Now, what would happen next? This was how they would get those checkbooks opened. But I don't want to tell you. I think I'll show you instead. Super dramatic music, right? You'd have to grind it with an organ back then. We just hit play on a keyboard. Whoa, pardon us. Whoa, excuse me. Now, it's just a trick, right? But you can see why people were fooled even back then using this crazy technology that's so basic and so simple. But we're going to take it a step further. Come over here for me. Let me take this from you. Now, I want you to take this corner with your right hand and this corner with your left hand. If I say let go, I want you just to let go of that cloth, okay? If I say move with it, just move with it. Just don't fall off the stage. I don't have insurance for that, okay? I'm in ministry. We don't do that. Perfect. Shelby, look under there. Let go! Grab it, go! Shelby, grab it! Grab it, Shelby! Grab a cloth! Do your job! No, I'm kidding, you're doing a great job. Now look, I'm going to let go right now. You're going to hold this all by yourself. You wrote down someone's name. You put it in the box. We did not talk about this ahead of time, correct? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let go, let go, let go. Perfect. Perfect, Shelby, grab it. Grab it, Shelby, grab it, grab it. Perfect. Let it come down to the ground. Give her an enormous round of applause right now. Awesome job, Shelby. Actually, would you stand right there? I'm going to give you this microphone really quick. Here it is. I want to ask you a couple yes or no questions, because this is what would ensure they got a little repeat business. You don't have any money? You don't have like a debit card with you? Forget it. I'm just joking. So listen. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, yes or no. The person you're thinking of right now, yes or no, this is a girl, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is a girl. This is someone younger than you or close to your age, right? Which one?
Younger.
Yeah, is this your little sister or what?
No.
No. How are you related to this person?
Cousin.
So this would be your cousin, right? Yeah. So did you change your mind? Did you think of someone who decided to change your mind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. And here's the deal. Do you see what's happening between our brains right now? Nothing! I thank you. Whoever said nothing, thank you. This is a scam. It's a classic scam called cold reading. I'm going to ask her questions that sound like statements. When she bites and says the right thing, I nail it. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. As soon as she, for instance, say, this is a girl, yeah? She says, no. As soon as I see her start to say no, I go, no, this is a boy, right? You'd never be the wiser. When you left here, you'd be like, Brian's pretty sharp. Now look, it's all a trick. Slide a hand.
Yeah.
Face that direction, close your eyes. It's my youngest daughter's name too, which is pretty crazy. On three, I want you to say the name out loud. Now, if this works, y'all gonna go crazy and give her a huge round of applause. Ready? One, two, three.
Ella.
Awesome job, kiddo. Thanks so much for doing this. So, we're pulling the strings closer and closer. In just a moment, I'm going to pull them tight to where you see the whole purpose of this, what the second and third reason why the show is called Dual Reality is. But before we do that, I would be remiss if I didn't give somebody an opportunity to go to the University of Mentalism. Now, it's not an accredited university. It's like an Auburn sociology degree or something like that. It's not a real thing, or like an Ohio State anything, really, to be honest with you. Here's the deal. I need to know right now to go to the University of Mentalism. Tuition's kind of steep. I would use you, but tuition's kind of steep. Who in this room's got $1,000 bill? I'm just joking. You put it in the bucket already. I'm joking! No such thing. I'll do that. Who said that? I'll do that with a 20. First person I see with a $20 bill, I don't care if you're 6 or 60, I'll pull you up here. I got people reaching back there. I got people reaching over here. First $20 bill I see. Come on, who's got it? Who's got it? Who's got it? I promise you'll get it back. Well, I'll tell you that in a minute, actually. Who's got? We got one reaching here. We got one reaching back. You got a 20 back there? You got a $20 bill? Who's got it? Who's got it? Come on, bring it to the stage. Run. Run it to the stage. Don't steal it from the offering bucket. I see he's going back to him. What do you got? Abdul, you're back. You're back. Okay. Wait, do you have one? I didn't mean to throw it on the ground, but I got a kid who hadn't been on stage. Can I use him instead? Is that perfect? Come here. What's your name, dude? Aiden. That's my middle name. How cool was that? Now, Aiden, based on the fact that this is the $20 bill that you're giving me, correct? Yes? That was easy. I'm also going to guess that it's not yours to start with is why it was so easy for you to say yes, correct? Aiden, that's what I thought. I'm going to be like, no, not going to happen. Sorry. Hold this. Don't let it leave sight. Hold it up high. Follow me right here. Sign your name very large across Jackson's face. Now watch close what he's doing right now. Watch close what he's doing. Sign your name. Everybody watch, because what he's doing right now in all 50 states is a felony. It's illegal. Did you just do first and last? First name's fine. They're not that picky in prison. What's up, man? Getting a little nervous. It's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. Okay? Stand here for me. There are three envelopes here, two of which contain a folded up piece of paper worth nothing. That's the one you want. Okay? No, that's not the one you want, because if you guess wrong, it's going to be a good day for me. Now, we're going to take yours. We're going to seal it up inside of that envelope over there. Now, are you right-handed or left-handed? You're left-handed. Carla's left-handed. I always make a joke about the devil being left-handed, but she does not appreciate that. So I'm not going to. Okay, we'll seal yours up. Wait, do me a favor. Left hand up like this. Pinky in the air, all pip, pip, cheerio, and all that. Lovely. It's disgusting. P repeal and seal. I knew that was the case. I'm a mentalist. The humor only goes downhill from here, folks. We've hit envelope humor level at this point. Okay, now that's the one you want. Don't mess this up, okay? Left hand like this and jazz fingers. Right hand, sorry. I'm backwards. Right hand like this, jazz fingers, freeze. Amazing. Now, second move starts what I call the mentalism eyebrow. I know, right? Then it goes into this right here. Do what I did, but better. Well, I think I did better than that. I mean, come on. Go, whoo! Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Give it up for Aiden right now. High five. Woo! Okay, so you've taken your time. You've paid your non-refundable tuition. You've learned your moves. Here's the deal. Are you right-handed or left-handed? You said you're left-handed. So I want you to close your eyes for me. I want you to tell me how many fingers I'm now holding up between 1 and 10. With your eyes closed, don't open them. How many do you think?
Three?
Open your eyes. I know, right? Dude, amazing. Okay, so then here we go. I'm going to say, one kid wanted to go like triple or nothing on that one time. I was like, all right, it's up to you. Well, on three, I'm going to snap my fingers. I want you to reach over and grab whichever envelope you now know contains your 20. Number one, number two, pick me. That was me, not the envelopes. You would have known. These are French. Or number three. One, two, three. Terrible choice. Terrible choice. But that's okay. We'll be fine. Put that under your right foot. Now, at any point, you could be worried about your poor decision-making abilities, but you're not, right? You're not worried that perhaps, maybe, just maybe, if you'd have chosen better, I wouldn't be doing this to your 20 right now. But you can reach in and save it if you want to. I'm kidding, you can't. We don't have insurance for that either. Don't do that. It's toasty. Smells amazing. Look, it is burning green, though. That's actually that's a terrible sign. Let me put this. Okay, put that out for the fire marshal comes again. Look at the smoky ambiance. So it's like the traditional service. Look at that. I love that joke. Sorry. So, we don't need a cap. You're not worried, though, are you? Because you're standing on top of an envelope with a $20 bill. Not just a $20 bill, but a signed $20 bill, because I'm too cheap to do this for $60. But you could tonight. Everybody go get $60. I'm just joking. Don't do this. Open it up and show them. Ladies and gentlemen, Aiden the Magnificato. Give it up for the debut performance of Aiden the Magnificato. Yeah, tear it open. Yeah. Reach in there and get that 20 out, Aiden. They're going to go uproariously joyful for you right now. The man, the myth, the Aiden. Talk for a minute, you and me. Get rid of this embarrassing reminder. Oh, there it is, just like life. My failure is in front of everyone. I have a backup plan, though, okay? Hold your left hand out like this. Where are you from?
North Carolina.
The whole place. All right. Settle down, Ric Flair. Here's the deal. I used to work at a bank, and if you take this to like Regions or Wells Fargo or Bank of the Carolinas, they'll gladly cash that. You're going to need that piece right there. I wouldn't worry about that. It's probably just the denomination or whatever like that. Where are you sitting at, Aiden? I think your family is out where. They're pointing to your empty seat. Awesome. Thank you so much. Who has got a $50 bill on them? Anybody have a $50 bill? I'm just joking, Aiden. Just drop the ashes in the pan. I really do have a backup plan. You all have been wondering about this. Oh, yeah, you went all in with that, didn't you? Good, just rub them together. You can wash them later or jump on the fun thing and just put them all over the bouncy slide walls. I'm kidding, don't do that. That's gross. Look, what we have here, though, is a real backup plan. There's been one odd item on this stage bothering people for multiple minutes. The innocuous piece of citrus fruit. You're wondering why that orange is there. Maybe, just maybe, Brian's hypoglycemic, right? He gets a little bit low, he rolls over, he takes a bite of that orange, pops back up to his jovial self like Paul Blart, but no. I've got something for you. Hand me that orange. Did you know that in some countries and some states, Aiden, they can't grow oranges as beautiful as these due to different soil types and climates and pH levels and other things I'm making up on the spot? Like, if you were to take this to Albuquerque, New Mexico, this very night, middle of the desert, they would pay you upwards of $22 for this orange. So you didn't win your 20, but you won the consolation prize, $22 worth of an orange. Ladies and gentlemen, Aiden the Magnificent. All right, I'm just messing with you, okay? Look, just make sure it's a regular orange. There's no trap doors, hidden assistants, or twins like that movie The Prestige. Spoiler if you haven't seen it. Bruce Willis is gone the whole time. Oh, still some blood on it from the last show. He's fine. He's fine. I promise he's fine, Aiden. Let me have that. You hold that for me? You're kidding. Don't know you that well. Open up the orange, take out what's in the orange, and drop the orange into the pan. Not only, ladies and gentlemen, is it a $20 bill, it's a sopping wet $20 bill with a name, Aiden the Magnificat! Awesome job, dude. Awesome job, dude. Wait, Aiden, come back. Bring it with you and come back. Sorry, I forgot to do this. I should have, I felt bad, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Stand right here. Say hello into the microphone.
Hello.
Let me borrow that real quick. One more time.
Hello.
Yeah. Aiden, let me ask you a question. You signed it, right? So it's the only one in the world like it, unless you've got some weird bill signing habit like all other serial killers throughout history, right? But even... Even before you signed this bill, it was already unique for two reasons. Now, where'd you get this from? Cash back from a restaurant, ATM? Did you steal this from someone?
Someone gave it to
me. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, yeah, that's what I call it, too. You signed it, though, right? So even before you signed it, it was unique for two reasons. Number one, the seal. Arf! It's an animal. It's aquatic, oftentimes deadly. Number two, the serial number. Now, don't worry about the PE0 there at the front. But starting right there, read off that serial number one digit at a time.
1001419.
It's the serial number! That's what I'm talking about. Amazing job, Aiden. Thank you so much. You can have a seat. Great job. Now, it does not take a mentalist to know what you're thinking right now. I'm aware of what's going on here. But listen, let me pull the threads tight now why the show is called Dual Reality. That is the second reason why the show is called Dual Reality. There are moments like this that have been staring you in the face for a good 30 minutes now, and you're like, what are those numbers for? He sent that kid back to his seat rather quick with the numbers. And yet, here it comes full circle. And when you get that context, your mind just goes, right? But that's only the second reason why the show is called Dual Reality, and it's related to the third reason. And the third reason why... it's because our reality, if we look outside, is broken, it's messed up, right? We can look out and see some horrible things that happen all across our planet, across our country, across our towns, right? And we think, man, what's the deal? Why is that happening? But we can also turn that camera lens back in on our own lives, and there are things that we wish weren't there in our record either, am I right? And on our own, our reality is broken, it's messed up because of this three-letter word called sin. Now, don't lose me on that because... in 2022, that word carries some baggage with it. But I'm not talking about lying, cheating, stealing, the lowercase s sins. I'm talking about the fact that we're all broken in our reality. And yet we can look out this world and see truly amazing, awe-inspiring things. Did y'all see the telescope, the James Webb telescope thing, the images from space? It's incredible that God made all that. And God has a plan and a purpose and a reality for our life. You've seen the merch booth out there. We've got some t-shirts that say God's plan is greater than our plan or my plan. I'm going to expand on that in just a minute. Here's why. Because on our own, we can try to fill that gap between God's reality and our reality, and we'll always fall short. No matter what we try to put there, whether relationship, success, money, fame, all that, it's going to fall short. But that's why that gap is bridged for us through Jesus Christ. Let me pull you back for a few years to 2019. It's a time probably many of us don't remember even existed. Basically, time started at February of 2020 is how it kind of seems now, right? December of 2019. Carla, who is the brains of our operation? You've seen that. You can tell that I am not the brains. I'm merely a mouthpiece. But she was having some neck pain right here for a couple months. And one night she gets up in December to go get some pain medicine out of the cabinet, just some Tylenol or something like that. And I hear this sound. I hear, And I look out because I can see straight out from the bed where I am. It's like 2 in the morning. That she's collapsed right there behind the couch. I was like, hey, are you okay? What was that? She said, no, it's fine. I just got a little dizzy. I just need some Advil. I'm going to go back here. Do you mind giving me the Advil? So I get up. I get the Advil. And as I'm walking back to our bedroom, I can see into our bathroom, and she just collapses midair, hits her head on the side of the tub, and rolls over. She's bleeding from the head. I'm terrified. I don't know what to do. It's 2 in the morning. Our girls are asleep. I don't even know where to begin. She's passed out for a good 40 seconds in my arms, right? So she comes to. I call her mom. I say, hey, can you come watch the girls for just a little bit? We got to go to the ER and make sure she doesn't have a concussion. It was bad. I was terrified, right? And then we get to the ER, and the guy does the scan on her and says, hey, good news. You don't have a concussion. We're like, sweet. We can go to sleep now. He said, but there's this spot. Probably nothing, but you got this spot right here in your neck. You probably need to get looked at. Probably no big. Okay, cool. December, we're already looking at our calendar for 2020. This is what we do for a living. This is all we do. We travel and we share the gospel doing these tricks and illusions, and you're going to see more of that in just a second. But we were set to have our busiest year ever in 2020. Our calendar was booked with some events we've always wanted to do. January rolls around, we start hearing about this thing called the coronavirus. It's like, it's America. That won't happen here. Then we go and get this spot checked. They're like, we don't like the way it looks. We don't like the way it's shaped. Can you come back for a biopsy? Now that's when you start hearing alarm bells go off in your head, especially as a husband or a father. You're like, whoa, biopsy? You usually only do that for one reason. So we do the biopsy. February rolls around. Things are getting a little bit more dire, a little bit crazier with the news. They come back with the results, say, hey, you have a 75% chance of having thyroid cancer. And we probably need to go ahead and start, we got the results back in March, we probably need to start operating now because we don't know if we're going to get to do any of these kind of elective surgeries. This is what her surgeon told her. So March 13th happens, and then our schedule went from the busiest it's ever been to just empty in 6 days. I have no clue what we're going to do, have no clue how we're going to provide for our family. I don't know what's about to happen. And then on top of that, we've got this cancer thing. And so, Carla, I drop her off in April, and many of you did this. You dropped off a loved one to have a procedure, and you couldn't even go in. You felt like you were dropping off a kid at preschool. And they're like, please stay in Caroline, because we don't want your parents coming here and making the kids cry. I've been there. But I drop her off, and she comes back out. They took out half her thyroid. She did, in fact, have thyroid cancer. But now, thankfully, 2 years later, she's still cancer-free at this moment, which is pretty great. But here's why I bring that up. Because if you would have asked me, if you'd have put the camera in my face December of 2019 and said, hey, Brian, your wife just passed out and hit her head. She's bleeding in your arms. Isn't this a great night? I'd be like, no, this is the worst night of my life. Without the context, without looking and knowing that God gave us that moment where she passed out, she hit her head so that we could have that scan. Had we not had that moment of terror, we never would have known that there was something wrong inside of her that was potentially killing her, right? And so with that 2020 hindsight, we can look back and every single one of us, from Job to the best of the best, the richest of the richest, can look back and see God's fingerprints all throughout our lives and how he's orchestrated and how his plan is so much better than our plan every time. So I met a girl a couple years ago. She came up to me after a show. She said, Brian, I had a good time at your show this morning. I said, oh, cool. She said, no, listen. I gave my life to Jesus. And I said, oh, that's amazing. She said, no, listen. Let me tell you where I was 1 week ago. I said, okay. She was 16 years old. This is in Bend, Oregon. It's a beautiful place. Should have had everything right going on. Brian, I gave my life to Jesus today, but 1 week ago I was in a hospital on suicide watch. Now, my brains did the same thing your brains did. They asked questions, but they didn't get to my lips. She started answering before I said anything. She said, Brian, listen, I wasn't seeking attention. I wasn't trying to get people to look at me. I was going to kill myself because I hated myself. And I will never forget what she said next. But I found out there were people in my life who cared about me enough. They brought me to that hospital. And they brought me here this morning. And I found out that God loves me, that he died for me, that he rose for me, he's coming back for me. She said, Brian, I said yes to that. And I no longer want to take my life. I've been given new life. But she didn't know it. But she was echoing what the Apostle Paul said 2,000 years ago. He said, if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, everything's new. Because of our sin, we're broken, we're crushed like the last drops have been poured out of us. But the fact that Jesus came and took our punishment, took our place on that cross and died, and they put his body in the tomb and said, that's that. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. And because Jesus Christ is alive today, old things pass away. Behold, everything is made new. Give me about 3 more minutes and I'm going to pray. We're going to open up this time for the altar, but I want to show you one more thing. That blew me away. I love that trick for 2 reasons. Number one, it looks just as good from my angle, so every time I do it, I'm like, this is so cool. But number two is every single person in the free world knows that sound. It means fresh, clean, pure, new. When you encounter Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter who you were when you walked in the room. It doesn't matter who you were when you were growing up, what your parents called you or didn't call you. It doesn't matter how you were treated in school, how much money you have or don't have. When you encounter Jesus and say, God, I can't do it, but I trust that you can and that your plan is so much better, everything changes. But I think about this too. Today is the most important day of your life. Do you know why today is the most important day of your life? Everybody do this. You woke up with breath in your lungs. If you're here in this morning, right? And here's what's cool about that. Some of you are sitting in here today, and you're not a believer. You've never given your life to Jesus. Yet you've been given an opportunity to hear God's gospel, that he loves you, that he died for you, that he rose for you, and he's got a plan and a purpose for your life. But there are many of you in here who've been, Brian, I'm a believer, man. I've been a follower of Jesus since I was X number of years old. Here's what's cool. You woke up with the chance today to build that kingdom. Here's what's really cool. That girl said, I found out there were people in my life. Carl and I are going to go get on an airplane today. We're going to fly home. You're going to sit next to people in math class tomorrow, at your job tomorrow, that we will never meet. Pastor and his wife will never meet, but you will. I found out there were people in my life who cared about me enough. Here's the question that haunts me. It doesn't haunt me. It makes me think. It inspires me. What if there weren't? What if she had no one in her life who saw her need and said, that girl needs help and she needs Jesus? What if there weren't? So today is your opportunity. Today you've probably got somebody on your mind who God's been pushing in your heart. Hey, tell them about me. So here's what's cool. In the chaos and the craziness of the last few years, many of us have felt shuffled up and mixed up and forgotten. I'd be lying if I didn't say there were nights I put my head on my pillow thinking, God, what's the deal? But here's the coolest part. Garrick, we did not set that up, did we, when you shuffled those cards? Yet you've been wondering why they've been up here on stage. The whole thing about Splash Mountain is just a silly throwaway joke, so you forget about it. But these have been here for a reason. 300,000 different combinations, and yet today, you've given us this. Today, the most important day of your life, September 18th, 2022, or as some might say, 9/18/22. The choice is up to you. So here's what I ask you. Are you going to look for those in need and say, God, how can you use me to touch them? Are you going to build his kingdom? Maybe you're in this room and you say, hey, I hear you talking about this Jesus stuff. That's what I need in my life. I need Jesus. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. I'm going to invite Josh. I believe Josh. I'm going to invite Josh. Is that right? Josh, did I say that right? Okay. So I need to invite Josh up here to play soft in the background. And we're going to have this altar open. If you want to pray, you can pray at your seat. You can pray up here. Doesn't matter. But if you need to talk to a pastor or a leader and say, hey, I need Jesus this morning. Or, hey, this is too much for me to bear, and I need someone to pray with me. We're going to have that time. However long it takes, we're not going to take too long. We're not going to take too short. The point is, we never want to waste an opportunity to pray together as believers, and especially if somebody needs to know Jesus as more. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pass it over. We're going to open up the altar, and we're going to go. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this chance to be here this morning, to hear your word. Lord, just to have fun and know that you are a God of God, you're a God of love and care, but you also gave us senses of humor. You gave us the ability to think critically and to understand, but you also loved us so much that you died on the cross. So God, I pray that if there's anybody in here this morning who doesn't know you, God, that they'll realize that today they can put their trust in you. Just like it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not a payment. It's not a schedule. It's not a plan that you have to hope that you check off enough boxes. God, it's through your grace alone. We love you and we thank you. Help us to be obedient in this moment. It's in Jesus' name.
If you're here today and there's an unrest in your heart, your spirit, maybe you've accepted Christ before, maybe not, but you'd say, Pastor, I need peace in my heart. I want you just to stand up right where you are and just come down here to the front and we'll have someone pray with you. Come on quickly. Let's not waste time. If you're here today, Pastor, I need peace in my heart. Come on. It takes courage. But stand up. Stand up. Just stand. God bless you. Just go ahead and make your way out of your seat and come. And someone will pray with you. If you need Christ in your heart, listen, I don't think you'll disagree with me. This was an absolutely exceptional presentation from Brian Drake and Carla Drake. Come on. Amen. But the reality is Brian and Carla are ministers of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? And this is the reason they're here. They didn't come here just to entertain us, okay? Today's a fun day. Somebody say fun day. But you know what happened at fun day? At fun day, God touched the hearts of some people, okay? And at fun day became a spiritual moment for them. 9/18/22. Amen. Incredible moment. So let's just believe God for touching hearts again. Are there others? Come on, God's dealing with your heart right now. And you know you need to slip out of the seat. Come on, just come and stand. It takes a little courage, yes. Maybe you're going through a challenging time. You'd say, Pastor, I just need special prayer. For something specific, just come. These folks will pray with you today, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, mighty and strong, we give you a sense of tremendous gratitude today for touching the hearts of your people, touching the hearts of people today who've opened their heart and said, Lord, come in, change me, Lord, transform my life. I give myself to you afresh and anew today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask if we could have a couple of ushers at the door, the exit doors. If you would grab a bucket here, just one at each door. And I'm going to give you a chance to bless the ministry of Brian and Carla Drake on your way out today. Would you do that? If you're writing a check, just make it to CSIC. Tremendous opportunity. How many of you believe the power of what they're doing today and going around this world sharing presentation like this? It's incredible. And so just give the best that you can on the way out. We appreciate that. Let's stand together. Would you just give a round of applause of gratitude to God for touching the hearts of these today? Come on. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for touching their hearts. And don't forget, listen, there's plenty of activities outside for kids. There's two huge inflatables out here, free to play for a couple hours this afternoon. There's food trucks over here. There are 4 food trucks. Just make your way over there. Tremendous food. There's tents out there. You can, if you bought a lawn chair or something to sit on, just sit out there in the shade, enjoy yourself, and let's have a tremendous time of fellowship and connection. Can we do that? Fellowship and connection. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Sunday, fun day. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Go ahead and be free to leave the building now. We appreciate you being here today. God bless you.